Well, I've just realised I am staggeringly underdressed. I've just done up my short sleeve shirt in order to hide my logo emblazoned t-shirt. I'm standing inside the grounds of Bush House in what looks like a very large, very complicated, technologically enabled marquee. Interestingly, I've just seen a familiar face. I was just about to say, it's hard to see familiar faces when you talk about radio. Familiar voices maybe, but it's quite noisy here with the band and everybody catching up, talking, chattering. I've just spotted a friend from the Open University, and it's quite interesting to see who else might be here that I know from previous jobs, previous walks of life, maybe the British Council. Everybody looks incredibly interesting, not just because of their age and how a lot of people here obviously remember great, great years of Bush House and the BBC World Service, but because they're radio people, they're journalists, and they're passionate about a lot of the things that I'm passionate about. Audio, news, the world, different cultures. Just the person standing in the queue with me used to be a very, very high up in the organisational role of this place, and in front of me a guy that was responsible for the BBC not purchasing this place many years ago, and I wonder if they're kicking themselves now, because what an incredibly beautiful building just from what I've seen at the moment. So I'm going to hope to grab some snippets with people if it is conducive to grabbing interviews. I'm quite honoured to be here. Certainly feel a little bit out of place. Lots of vol-au-vents. Quality vol-au-vents. And some drinks, I have no idea what they are, but at the moment I'm sticking to orange juice and water just to be safe. For me, the World Service means keeping in touch when I was in many of the foreign countries when I was travelling for 10 years or so. One of the only pieces of technology I used to carry with me would be a small shortwave radio. And it doesn't matter how wet you were in a jungle or how isolated you felt in a massive city where nobody knew how to speak your language. Once you got back to your safe place, be it a hostel or hotel, although they were all pretty hostely, to be honest, back then, I'd stick on the radio and just catch up with what was going on in the world right now. It was kind of a datum hearing English language broadcasts of the World Service, just stretching out, reaching out to the four corners of the earth. Quite comforting in a way. Who knows? Maybe one of the voices that comforted me in one of those far corners is in this room right now. I'm certainly going to make a point of having lots of conversations.